Light of the Bhagavat, verse number 7. The small rivulets that almost dried up during the months of May and June now begin to overflow their banks, just like upstarts who suddenly overflow the limits of expenditure. One should learn gravity from the sea and the rivulet. The sea is always within its limits, in spite of the many rivers pouring water into it. And similarly, one should properly use the assets of life and not squander them for purposes which have no permanent value. Uncontrolled, sensuous persons play with the assets of the body and accumulate wealth. But the strength of the body should be used for self-realization and not for sense gratification. Human beings have two kinds of temperament. Some are introspective and others are extravagant. Those who are extravagant are enamored of the external features of phenomenal beauty and have no insight into the whole manifestation. They are practically asleep to introspection, and thus they are unable to derive any permanent value from the assets of the human form of body. But one who has developed introspection is as grave as the sea, while those who are extravagant are calm and quiet in sleep. The grave persons use the full advantage of the human form of life. Although the animal propensities of the body should be minimized, those who are extravagant temporarily overflow in material enjoyment. Nonetheless, as soon as the rainy season of life is over, they become as dry riverbeds. Life is meant for the right cause, Sat, that which exists for all time. In this material world, nothing is Sat or eternal. But the bad bargain of this material world can still be used for the best purpose. The mind which is dedicated to extravagance is a bad bargain, but still one can make the best use of the mind by introspection.